The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana has a bye this week before hosting Maryland on November 10th. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, good to be here today. Still stinging from a frustrating setback at Minnesota. Compliment to how hard the PJ Flex team played and how well they played. Kids battled. They came fighting back in the fourth quarter to tie it up, and then lost in the last few minutes. But been a good week for us to get ourselves physically rested. Got first bye week here, and been a long haul to get to it. So our guys mentally and physically needed a break, and so had a really good start to this week and trying to get our bodies back, trying to get some good fundamental technique work in, which we have, and then just get our guys' minds right, ready to finish strong. So, as you mentioned, off this week and get ready for a good Maryland football team coming to Bloomington here next Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Tom. With the bye, what are the one or two most important things you feel like you all need to get out of this week for it to be considered productive?
Well, first of all, I sat down with our staff, and we had three goals for the bye week. And number one goal is for us to improve in our technique and fundamentals, worked on tackling with our defense and just blocking fundamentals offensively and ball security and doing the little things we have to do to improve as a football team. The second thing we said we want to do is to get our bodies rested and recovered. That includes several guys that have been dinged up, trying to get them back and get some of our older guys have got lots of reps. We've getting them some less reps in practice and let our younger guys get more. And then number three, we want to get our minds right. Those are the three goals for this bye week opportunity, and we'll have our last practice tomorrow and get a really good chance for our younger guys to develop as well. So like the spirit of our team, and still hurts from last week, but have some good opportunities with our guys together to accomplish those three goals.
That third bullet point right there, just getting your minds right, what goes into that? How do you go about doing that, and how do you know if that's been a successful endeavor?
Yeah, I think, the end result, you'll know for sure if it was successful with how you finish, I think. But in the process, we had a good team meeting today just talking about some fundamental things that, back to basics work of being able to check our guys and make sure that the things that we established in the beginning and the things that we talked about how this process sees itself through and what you have to do as an individual player to help us achieve our goals, to make sure you're still thinking that same way. It's how you talk to yourself. It's how your mind is such a powerful thing, and talk today about when you talk to guys, don't ask them how they feel, ask them how they're, what they're thinking, and it's about a mindset. And so to me, you just got to be able to make it a point of emphasis and address guys. I've met some guys individually just to connect with them during this time when we have a little bit less stringent of a schedule to not prepare for a game. So just getting with guys individually and just making sure that feel good about where they are, and talk to our leadership group, met with them yesterday and just making sure I feel we're where we need to be, and obviously disappointed and hurting in some ways, but at the same time there's a lot out there in front of us, and the guys were excited about getting the chance to regroup here and finish strong.
Got it. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald.
Yeah, I'll follow up if there's no one else. Any injury updates on some of the guys who left Friday night, Marcelino, Raekwon among them?
Yeah, we got some feedback with Raekwon. He has a lower leg injury, wasn't as severe as we thought. But we'll take some rehab here, so hope to get him back in a couple weeks. Not for sure on that yet, but he was optimistic after the analysis, so it was better than we thought. And then Marcelino Ball should be fine once we get through the bye week and should be back ready to roll against Maryland.
And I know Coy was kind of coming in and out of that game. Any update on Coy?
Yeah, he was, and he's sore. But he's actually practiced both days, and he'll practice again tomorrow. So I think the break will be great for him. He should be 100% by the time we come back on Monday.
Got it. All right. Thanks again, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your next question is from Jordan Geske, Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, the bye week's a big week for recruiting. And looking at your 2019 class as of now, what do you like about it? What do you still hope to get out of this time this week?
Yeah, it's a great question. It truly is. We've had some coaches already leave today to head out to recruit. Well, the rest of me leaving, myself, be leaving tomorrow night, be in place for a full day on Thursday, full day on Friday, and even into the weekend to recruit. So, I really like the class. You know, we definitely still need to consider or consistently pursue receivers in this group. O-line, D-line is still a huge priority, and secure a quarterback for this class. So those would kind of be the main focal points, I would say. I really like the group that we have put together. They're very excited about coming to Indiana, and several will be mid-year guys, and they'll be here in not too many more weeks. So it's a really good group. We've just got to keep building class upon class here at Indiana.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, buddy.